One of the top concerns among union members has to do with how solid Boeing's commitment to Renton really is. Land near the factory where the 737 is built has been sold off over the years, but the company's commercial airplane CEO, Jim Albaugh, is assuring union members that if they approve the agreement, the newest version of the 737 will be built in Renton. That doesn't preclude it also being built in South Carolina or anywhere else in the world, but union spokeswoman Connie Kelleher says this contract proposal is still a good one.
And, you know, we're very hopeful that the members will look at it as a whole package and see the value in it, that landing the 737 MAX gives Puget Sound a much stronger future in aerospace manufacturing than it had before.
And for the first time, she says the contract includes mention of a specific airplane program, in addition to annual 2% raises and a $5,000 signing bonus for members. Some of them are still debating whether the healthcare benefits are good enough. They'll vote on the contract on Wednesday, with results expected around 8:30 in the evening. Union leadership has unanimously backed a yes vote. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.